So here's to all of the good thinkers.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you, and thank you folks for joining us. We talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL Pipeline. Plus, Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association, talks about the six-city study they performed about some of the Bakken communities. Plus, Brian Kalk does an exit interview as Public Service Commissioner and talks about his new role at the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Plus, Curtis Shuck and an update on the new Davis Refinery in Bellfield, North Dakota. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
This moment pass you by.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. This is U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
The executive orders provide for an expedited process in regard to approval of the pipeline projects. And I've just spoken with Vice President Mike Pence and talked about the need to coordinate as we move through the process, including making sure that we have federal law enforcement working with state and local law enforcement to ensure that this is done in an orderly way, that we maintain the peace, and that everybody feels safe and protected as we work through the process.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Next, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Today, the president took a positive step in building out much-needed infrastructure in the energy arena by taking steps forward on both DAPL and Keystone XL pipeline. We look forward to learning more about the details. We also are very grateful that the president understood how critically important these projects are to jobs in the United States, but also to energy security in North America. And so, great steps forward. We await details. Since arriving in the Senate and really while campaigning, I said Keystone XL Pipeline is a project that absolutely needed to be funded and approved. And one of the challenges that we've had all along is politics intervened instead of common sense and good public policy. And so I think with this step today, we're taking a step in absolutely the right direction. The majority of people in both the Senate and the House supported this pipeline project, and hopefully we'll see it get done in the near future. Well, we've waited way too long for this decision, and it has created tremendous problems for not only the county, Martin County, but also for the entire state of North Dakota. This needed to be done, number one, because we know that this area is going to flood this spring, the area where the encampment is. That needs to be cleared out, but we also need to have the pipeline basically underneath the river and completed before the flood season starts. And so doing this sooner rather than later is absolutely essential. Now our challenge is making sure that everyone down in Morton County at this site remains safe, and that this project is completed in a way that protects the public safety of the ranchers, of the workers, of everyone, law enforcement in particular, and certainly the protesters themselves.
And that was U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Next, U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
These executive orders affirm that President Trump has respect for the rule of law and reaffirm his support for responsible infrastructure development and energy production, energy security, and job creation. The meddling by the Obama administration in trying to block this legally permitted project, and I stress legally permitted, has encouraged civil disobedience, it's threatened the safety of local residents, it's placed an onerous financial burden on local and state law enforcement with absolutely no offer of federal reimbursement for these increasing costs. I certainly hope that we can get the Trump administration to provide some relief on the law enforcement front. Legally permitted infrastructure projects must be allowed to proceed without threat of improper governmental interference. This conflict deserves a peaceful resolution, and I certainly hope the eco-terrorists and extreme environmentalists leading the protests will not further endanger themselves, certainly Morton County residents, construction workers, and most importantly, law enforcement. Well, as it did when it was first proposed nearly a decade ago, the Keystone XL holds the promise of new jobs, North American energy security. And as co-chairman of the House Northern Border Caucus, I'm particularly pleased that the Keystone XL pipeline offers the opportunity to do business with our longtime ally and oldest trading partner, Canada.
And that was U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. To listen to the full-length interview with Kevin Cramer, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, or Senator John Hoeven, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiesen, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Well, when you look at the big moving parts on the project, again, it's being built in two phases. The first phase, Davis Light, 27,500 barrels per day. We're going to start construction on that just as soon as the air quality permit is awarded to us, and we're hopeful that that happens in the early part of this coming summer. You know, that's the key milestone for the first part of the project is the air quality permit. People move to the site and, you know, employment actually begins to happen once that permit is in hand and we can open up the ground and start building. In the meantime, you know, we're busy design and procurement of materials and equipment and just kind of moving things around so it's ready for that date. If we can get that permit here in the early part of the coming summer, we will be in operation by the end of the year. You know, some of the shortages that have been seen in the last 2 to 3 weeks, for instance, on diesel and so forth, that's not going to be there anymore once we're in operation, because we're going to serve the local community. So, you know, we're just very excited to be in this position to be able to do this. Everybody at the company is very excited about being a part of North Dakota and what's happening there, and eager to get started.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiesen, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. With me. I say with you and Mayor Portland, we'll find a softer sea. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has defined himself as one of the top realtors in the nation, and those skills used in real estate can and will translate into your business world. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty have created business tactics and strategies that are getting attention from around the nation. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.